Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hello, Miles. My name is Bob Lester. I'm calling to check up on the status of my two builds, Ecto-1 and the Enterprise.
Okay, let's see here.
It's been quite a long time since I've gotten anything for either one of these. I have customer numbers here if you need them.
Would it be 271-25260?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Was 002 and 003 on the ends.
Okay. Let's check out the Ecto-1. And first and foremost, can you confirm the address associated with the order?
Okay. Address is 651 Thunderhill Road, Lincoln University, Pennsylvania, 19352.
Is that the same as New London Township?
Yes. I don't know why they put New London on it, but the stuff gets here when it comes, so.
Okay. And then the email address?
Is rflester53@yahoo.com.
Thank you. When I pull up your account for the Ecto-1 buildup, the first thing that comes up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because the magazine explaining buildup kits 71 through 74 is out of stock.
Now, all the kits are available. It's just the magazine missing them. Is that what I'm... someone to send me a PDF file, or I can go online to YouTube and pull up any number of videos that show how to put these things together. I'm not worried about that. If that's all that's holding it up, you can skip the magazine.
I don't have the ability to skip the magazine, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a bummer.
It has been almost 5 months since I've gotten anything for that build.
I understand.
I'm beyond frustrated on this. This is ridiculous.
I apologize, sir.
God, what about Enterprise? What's going on with the other one?
Okay, let's check out the Enterprise D buildup. And when I pulled up the account for the Enterprise D buildup, it says the next shipment has been delayed because buildup kit number 44 is out of stock.
Oh, boy. Okay. So we're just waiting on one kit for that.
Yes, sir.
That would be 43, 4, 5, and 6. Okay. You don't have any idea when those magazines are going to be ready for the Ecto-1.
Correct. I do not. I apologize.
Don't take this personally, but I am really, I don't know. I don't want to use the language that I want to use. Let's put it that way.
Well, even if you did, it wouldn't change anything. That's the bottom line.
I know.
You know, I understand, you know, that you're emotional. And that you're upset, and that's completely understandable and respectable. It's just that it doesn't change anything, and I'm not sure, but it's very likely that the stuff that you're waiting on, we're waiting on it because it's stuck out on container ships off the west coast of California, in which California, due to their infinite wisdom, decided to pass their new Going Green initiative, or whatever they call it, where they're going to reduce emissions and amongst other things. Well, their reducing emissions prevents any 18-wheeler that's it's either your model 2008 or older than 2008. They can't even, that 18-wheeler, if it's that old, it can't cross the state line of California. If it crosses the state line and it gets pulled over by a police officer, instant impound.
That's ridiculous. That is just totally insane.
It is insane. because that
it doesn't surprise me. They got liberals running everything there. It's just this green thing is not going to work until they get the infrastructure in place to handle it.
The green thing's not going to work until they get rid of the volcanoes around the world.
Oh yeah, let's see them try and shut those down.
I mean, because good luck. I mean, yeah, sure, you can. If the more okay, so say, oh well, let's have everybody drive an electric vehicle. Those are emissions free. Okay, well, what are you going to use to power the electric vehicles? Are you going to start building nuclear power plants around everywhere? Oh, no, you're not. You're going to rely on coal and fossil fuels
to generate your electricity, yeah.
And create more emissions. So it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, people are waiting on supplies at businesses across the U.S. that shouldn't have to be waiting on their parts and their items across the U.S., all because California made this decision that sounds good on paper, but if anyone with half a brain would realize, well, while we cut down on emissions, if a huge volcano erupts, well, there's more emissions in the atmosphere than ever has been created in the history of human beings and animals, ever.
They have no idea. I don't know. It's insane. It's insane.
It is. It's ridiculous, especially when they know that they've got these huge container ships coming into port that need to be unloaded. Well, how are they going to unload the ships if there's only half or less of the 18-wheelers to take one container at a time?
And how much emissions are these ships churning out, waiting out there?
Exactly. And how much emissions are the trucks that are there emitting just by sitting there idling? Waiting for their turn. It's ridiculous. And then what are they going to do about their wildfires out there? That's emissions.
Oh, and I've seen the results of those. I've been out there visiting friends before the pandemic, and it's sobering to see the destruction that causes.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
man, I saw pictures, you know, people driving down the highway, and in the background, there's the forest fires,
and
it looked like a picture of HE double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It looked like a picture of somebody that was in HE double hockey sticks. It was scary. It was just scary, and all the fire and brimstone, well, not there wasn't brimstone, but, you know, all the fire that was burning and the darkness, and it was just like, wow, that looks like, you know, that's scary. But, I mean, that's more emissions, and they can't keep their wildfires under control. So, I mean, they're not doing anybody any favors with what they're doing.
They're not.
And they're just creating problems. My car has been in the shop for going on it's been over 2 months now. Why? Because the people working on it can't get the parts they need because they're waiting on the parts from the container ships off the West Coast. It's just sad and ridiculous. You know, people make plans. You know, we make a plan to say, hey, we're going to sell you this model kit. We're going to have your parts for you. You make a plan, oh, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to wait to get these parts. And then all of a sudden, the supply chain just gets totally broken.
Well, have they looked at going to another supplier? I mean, what about UPS? They could fly the stuff in.
I don't know about that because these are container ships coming from the Asian countries. And, you know, I'm fairly certain that these buildup kits are being made in China.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure about that. I mean, I would hope I wouldn't get in trouble for saying it. But when I looked up the manufacturer for who manufactures those Star Trek ships that, you know, you can buy at the shop at EagleMoss.com.
They're made in China. You're right there. Definitely right there.
It was a company in China, so why would they not contract out the making of the manufacture of the parts for the build-up kits to a manufacturing plant in China?
Oh, well.
That's the reason why we need to make things in the United States of America.
Oh, absolutely. They keep going on, you know, it's cheaper over there. Yeah, and you're sending all our jobs over there, too.
That's right.
So... anyway, so you can't send it without the magazine. Like I said, I can get that. I can go online and get videos on how to do it.
There's no option to skip the magazine. We can't skip build-up kits, but then there's actually no option to skip the magazine. Like if I were to load up the list of items that I can skip, it's not going to list any of the magazines. It's only going to list the individual build-up kits by number that can be skipped. But the magazines are not an option for something that can be skipped, unfortunately.
Damn.
Which is very, very unfortunate when there's a magazine out of stock that's holding up your shipments. I mean, that is extremely unfortunate because you're absolutely right. I mean, you can go online, go watch World of Wayne, or you can go to myecto1.com.
Yeah,
it's a fan site.
No end of people the videotaping. And I mean, Wayne even sent me, that's why I mentioned the PDF. He sent me a PDF of the British version of that magazine. The first time I asked about this, the person I talked to that time apparently didn't have any, said fine, you know, we'll send the kits. And then I come to find out later that the kits were out of stock too, but so I didn't get anything, but I got a copy of the magazine from Wayne, World of Wayne.
Cool. That was very nice of him to send that. That's very cool.
But that was before. Then I found out that the kits were out of stock too, so now I find out the kits are probably here and the magazine's still out of stock.
Yeah, I apologize, sir.
Well,
this is a bad situation.
I'm telling you. Let me ask you this. That's issue 20, 71-74. What about 75-78? What's the status of that? Issue 21.
I don't have any information on inventory. And then say, even if I wanted to, I couldn't skip the next build-up kits that are supposed to go out. We can't skip any build-up kits. In the past, you may not have. Some customers have. Some customers have been waiting on a shipment. Like, well, why am I not getting my shipment? Well, this issue is out of stock. Well, look, I've been waiting, you know, so long. Why don't we just skip that issue? I'll come back to it. It's just a small, minor thing anyway. It's not anything that's going to prevent me from continuing to work on the car. Let's just skip it. And we would say, okay, we'll go ahead and skip it. No problem at all. We would skip it, and that would be fine, and the customer would continue to get their shipments. Well, little did we know, and this is something that we were told about 2 months ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken, little did we know, whenever we skip an item, the way that it's looked at by the computer system is it's been skipped, which means the customer doesn't want that. They don't want it. They never want it. They're never going to want it. We're not worried about that anymore. It's now in the past. It's skipped. There's no need for a care in the world about it. It's skipped. And so what that means is when the computer looks at ordering things to replenish inventory, if you
bring any more of that in,
exactly, it doesn't see that as being something that needs to be reordered because the person doesn't want it, so it's not going to make sure to reorder that to make sure we have it for that person. It just looks at it as, well, that person doesn't want it. But that's what Incorporate said. Look, we know you guys have been skipping things in the past. We're not upset about that, but do not skip anything moving forward. And this is the reason why, which is basically what I explained to you in a terrible, probably, well, at least you knew what I meant. And I probably didn't do the best job of explaining it, but you knew what I meant. And that's the most important part.
Yeah. Cause I've been keeping track the last couple of weeks of different people on the Facebook group sites for these builds, and people around the country are starting to get stuff kits over 100, in those issues, like 28, 29, 30, up around kits, 111, stuff like that. So I say, well, you know, where are these people are getting their stuff? Where's mine? So it's that's what's so frustrating about this. It's I don't know. All right, I guess I'll just sit here and wait some more. I mean, I've got enough money tied up in this thing now. I don't want to drop it. And you know, from what I've seen from the people that are getting their stuff and building it, it's a fabulous looking model. But I get no choice but to just wait on the thing, I guess. How long is this going to take? So, okay. I'm sorry to keep you on so long, but it's helped. It's helped clear it up a few things anyway. So.
Well, I'm glad you called. You know, so, you know, we really didn't make any progress, you know, but at least you found out, you know, not good news, bad news. And I that's not professional for me to say, but I sure don't like to be the guy that has to provide bad news. I mean, I like my job. I'm happy to have my job. I don't like giving out bad news is basically what I'm getting at. I don't like to have to tell you, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, here's a negative answer that you don't want to hear. That's not something that doesn't bring me any joy whatsoever. But at least, you know, if you weren't already aware of the reason why everything is so messed up in regards to the supply chain and us getting our stuff, you know, at least you got that information. Because had you spoken with anyone else, if you'd have got another representative, they wouldn't have told you that. Because I mean, I'm not the type of person that, you know, I don't announce stuff that I know to everybody else. Maybe I should, you know, and then I also go off the I say things that maybe I shouldn't say on the phone sometimes. I think everything that I said to you is perfectly fine and legitimate.
I'm glad you did. It's most people I talk to, they'll just say, no, it's out of stock. We can't do anything. And that's as far as it gets.
Right. See, and the reason that, and then, you know, that's why I'm glad that you spoke with me because, you know, I've learned, you know, the stuff about what's going on with California just from talking to people like yourself, on the phone. You know, I'm like, hey, this is out of stock. You know, why? And then I've like talked to somebody and they, you know, say, well, I know why it's been taking so long. It's because of California, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then in regards to, you know, finding out, you know, about the, well, it's your model 2008 or older, or either older than 2008, 18 wheelers that can't travel in California or cross the state line. Another Eagle Moss customer told me that, like, hey, yeah, my brother's a trucker. And he let me know that if he crosses the state line in California in his truck, it's going to be instantly impounded. And then he let me know what the years were in regards to the ones that can't go out there. And so if you're looking at, you know, your model, if it's 2008 and older or even just 2007 and older, that is either half or more of the 18-wheelers on the road because these truckers have been driving their same trucks for years and years and years and years. Of course, they upkeep, they pay for upkeep and maintenance and things like that. But I mean, even though they got I would imagine it's a decent paying job where they can make a living and live comfortably, they don't have the money to go out and spend another, $150,000, $200,000 for another 18-wheeler. And nor do they have the money to turn around and say, well, you know, I'm losing X amount of money because I'm not going to California anymore. Let me go spend $60,000 and get, or $80,000 and get an engine that meets the emission standards for the state of California. They're just not doing that unless they're extremely rich or unless it's a company that's interested and has millions of dollars that can upgrade their trucks. They're just not able to do that. Even if they wanted to, they don't have the money to finance, you know, getting a new engine at that much and pay that much money so that their engine meets the emission standard. So it's a really, it's like, when is this ever going to be resolved? When is it going to be able for, when are there possibly going to be enough 18 wheelers that are going to be able to unload these container ships that come in with thousands of containers on a ship? That's just one. That's just one ship.
It might almost be worth looking into the fact, get the ships fueled up and start and look and seeing which ports on the East Coast here. I mean, the new canal is open to handle these big container ships. They should start moving them over to the East Coast.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Or even not, even if they can't come port at the East Coast, then we could have other countries like maybe Oregon or Washington.
Washington or that, even Texas. Go up to through the Gulf and see what they can, where they can unload in Texas.
That'd be too far. Well, I mean, that might be a little bit too far for the shipping companies to want to have to travel. So if they could still hit the West Coast, which would be the easiest and most convenient for them, if they could hit Oregon or Washington, where maybe they have more lax, laws, then of course California can lose all of that money and all of that business, and too bad for them. And then Oregon or Washington could start making a multi-billion-dollar industry from, you know, from having ports where container ships can come in, 18-wheelers can travel freely through those states, no problems.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to do something. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, something is going to have to be done, absolutely, because it's costing the companies that, you know, and the 18 and the private owners of the 18-wheelers, it's costing all of them more money, and it's costing the shipping companies more money.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got you to talk to. This is more conversation I've had with anyone from customer service than I've had in a long time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah.
I appreciate the information. It does explain a lot, especially when you started going in California. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, I feel like it's better, you know, that, you know, even if I couldn't give you good news about your buildups, at least I could explain, you know, in detail what exactly it is that's going on. Why is there such a wait? Well, now we know.
Now we know. I knew it had to have something to do with it, but I didn't expect it to be that extensive. I mean, I know it's got to take a long time to unload one of those things. But, that's just insane. Somebody needs their butts kicked in California. That's all there is to it.
Oh, absolutely. I can almost guarantee you that if Arnold Schwarzenegger was still the governor, we wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, God.
He was a man that at least had some common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he may seem like the big, tough, muscly guy in the movies, but he's actually a very intelligent man. And sure, he's all about, you know, improving the environment and, you know, things of that nature. You know, you can look up speeches that he's given about that type of thing. But he's also wise enough to know that, you know,
can and can't do.
Exactly.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy for sure.
Oh, anyway. All right, then. Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your time and your information you have. And, I'll say goodbye then.
All right. Well, sir, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Okay, then. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Please hold.